you ever actually seen someone stand there and beat a dead horse? Of course not, but you can carry an argument or a point way too long. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is actor Billy Zane. Billy's been in what? Well, over 100 films. Most notably, the villain in Titanic. And I'm going to tell Billy this. You know, back in what, 98, when I was sitting there in the theater, he's trying to keep Kate and Leo apart, and I'm thinking, I really hope this guy drowns. He will answer for that today, but he's here to talk about his new series. It's called Guilt. It's on Freeform. Do you know what Freeform is? It used to be called ABC Family Channel, and then back around New Year's, they changed it. But I still hope they have the 25 days of Christmas. That's just me. But anyway, Billy will be here. We'll talk about Guilt. We'll talk about his career. And we will talk about a movie he was in, a movie everybody sees, and it's on all the time. And you don't even know he's in the movie unless you're paying close attention. What is it? You're going to have to stay tuned and find out. And then after that, we'll talk about what happens when you disrupt the quiet car on a commuter train. It has happened. And then we'll finish up the hour with an entertainment report. We start things off this hour with people that just keep beating an argument until everyone else around them is sick of hearing it. Why do that? And my case in point, my evidence here, Your Honor, is an episode this week of the Glenn Beck Show, okay? His radio show, which is also seen on his television channel, his web thing, The Blaze. Glenn owns a studio down in Texas. Glenn has really spent all of his money on trying to create this kind of Disney-esque thing down there. And now he has a museum, and he has all of these items in this museum. And you can go and see these items. He made a big deal out of the fact that he had an autographed Mickey Mantle jersey. Go on eBay, you can find thousands of them. But anyway, he claims to have a photo album of the early years of President Barack Obama. And it sure is a photo album, and it's a bunch of snapshots taped in there with the yellow tape from long ago and the kind of the frilly little edges around the way they would cut out pictures even in the late 60s into the early 70s. And so it's pictures of Barack Obama, and it is him, black and white pictures, color pictures of when he was an infant, when he was a boy, his school years, and up to his late teens, early adulthood. But the idea is the fact that, okay, this is pretty cool. You got pictures of the president. He won't say where it came from, who he got it from. But the whole thing devolved into this whole thing. There he is in Islamic garb. That proves it right there. He's a Muslim. We're, almost all the way through the Obama presidency. When is it time to just take arguments and say goodbye? You know, do you really care? I mean, and the whole thing was, there's a Christmas tree. He was still a Christian here. That looks like a Christian. Oh, that was a Christian ceremony. Oh, but now look at this. Look at this. This is when he's 11. Now he's 14. Now he's 15. Uh-oh. He is a full-fledged Muslim. Enough. We have these arguments, these extreme arguments on both sides of the political spectrum. And for 95% of us that pretty much live right in the middle of the street, right along the double yellow line, it really becomes an earache from either side of the wacky spectrum when they continue to push these arguments over and over and over and over again. To what extent and for what purpose? You're still trying to prove this Obama's a Muslim thing when he only has about, 4 months left in his presidency? Folks, let it go and show people your Mickey Mantle jersey at your museum instead. Enough. We all have a collective earache right now. Let's talk substantive issues and not all this crap on the outside. Stay with us. More to come. Billy Zane is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.